Stumper coming up in just a moment, but Bibhuti Aryal of the Rukmini Foundation is here. And good morning. It's nice to have you here. How are you?
Hi. Good morning, Larry.
Hi.
Great to be here.
And thank you. I know we're a little late this morning. Thank you for your patience in our getting you on the radio here this morning. It's a busy day. You've got an event coming up that is just an exciting chance for people to think more globally. It's called Building Bridges to the World. It's November 21st. It's going to be on the 60th floor of the USX Tower. It's free, and the focus will be education. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Sure, Larry. So you're absolutely right. The event, we hope it's going to be an exciting one, but we also hope that it's going to be a thought-provoking event where we get thinkers and doers of Pittsburgh to come together to basically think about how global is Pittsburgh. We all know that Pittsburgh has been transforming both in economics and demographics over the last many years. And so how global has it become now? How global can it become? How can we do things locally to make Pittsburgh a better place? And how can we all collaborate in Pittsburgh to make the world a better place? And the big component that ties a lot of these things together is really education, because one of the big reasons for Pittsburgh being a global city is the great educational institutions that are here. Education brings people here. Education really enhances the people that are already here and then sends them back out to the world to do good things. So we think this is an opportunity to kind of reflect and figure out where we think we are in terms of local development and global development, and hopefully come up with new questions and new ideas to make Pittsburgh and our entire world a better place.
Now, how can people participate in the event?
We have an event site where people can register. Registration is required, and it's mainly for us to figure out how many people are going to attend and whether we need to provide enough snacks and drinks and that kind of thing. We have an event page on our Facebook page, so if people can go to facebook.com/rukmini.foundation, that's our Facebook page, you will see an event page on there. It will link you to a registration site on Eventbrite, and it's that easy. You will just register and show up with an open mind and open heart, and we think we're going to be able to do great things.
Well, it sounds terrific. Now, again, this will be at the USX Tower, 60th floor. It's called Building Bridges to the World. And we've linked to your website from our website, and we'll put a link up on our Facebook page, too. Building Bridges to the World, November 21st. And we'll put a link up right on our Facebook page that will describe it a little bit more. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention?
Sure. So this is actually a what we call a hub event, which means host, unify, blend. The concept comes from an organization in Pittsburgh called New Pittsburgh Collaborative, where we're trying to bring nonprofits and other organizations to work together to make Pittsburgh a better place. So we're working with Saturday Light Brigade. We're working with Amijaji. We're also working with World Affairs Council and Prize Academy, and we've gotten a lot of help from UPMC as well to put this event together. They've given us a beautiful venue, the Center for Connected Medicine's Conference Center on the 60th floor of the USX Tower. So we're really excited about it. We hope people will really come in with questions, ideas, and hopefully leave with some action items to make Pittsburgh and our world a better place.
Excellent. Well, good luck with the event, and keep in touch. It's good to talk to you this morning.
Appreciate the time, Larry. Thank you very much.
Take care. And I hope you'll consider that. I just put a note up on our Facebook page. That's Bibhuti Aryal of the Rukmini Foundation. The event, again, Building Bridges to the World, on November 21st. What a busy morning today. Thank you for being here along with us. We have